This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A story here from the New York Post. According to new data, Gary Lezak collected by Monitoring the Future, a government-funded organization, for now, that studies trends in adolescence, kids are more bored than ever before.
Okay.
That is completely fine, according to Stacey Rosenfeld, PhD, psychologist.
Ever before.
Yeah, of course. How many times? I mean,
good God.
Can I just say something real quick?
I grew up in North Topeka. You don't get to say anything.
This is the second study like this in 6 months. Go ahead.
Well, when Dana and Dan and I were kids.
Back in the day,
boys and girls.
We had to walk uphill both ways.
We did. It was an uphill climb to school and home every day.
So bored. Oh, my God. There's nothing to do.
And your parents would say, get outside and find something to do.
Find a stick.
Or they would say, I'll give you something to be bored about.
That's right. I mean, kids with their phones and all these gaming systems they got.
Well, there is probably something to the overstimulation of the children of this era. What with the computers, the screens, the phones, the TV, the
ding,
everything.
Ding, 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 ding.
The constant dopamine hits of everything. There's probably something to that.
But when we were kids, everybody would sit around and go, oh my God, I am so bored. Gag me with a food processor.
Dan is hitting the nail on the head. These studies are not indicative of the fact that kids have nothing to do these days. They have more to do these days than they've ever had before.
Right.
It's the fact that we are not teaching our children to be bored. So 30
Great
seconds
point.
Of quiet mind is the worst thing in the world. And it's having extreme negative impacts on society as a whole.
You know, I went on a long walk this morning without my phone. And I
was earbuds?
No.
Oh.
I just took in nature, some vitamin D.
Yep.
Felt the breeze under your robe.
It was beautiful. I did not have my robe on. I was wearing the same clothes I'm wearing right now.
Not the breeze under the robe. It was open.
Okay. It is a weird thing to leave your device and any screens, et cetera, behind.
I loved it.
It feels weird nowadays to
Not
do
to
that. But it's also... It's refreshing.
I make a habit out
liberating.
Of
liberating.
I make a habit out of leaving my phone at home, especially if I'm just going to run a short errand to like the grocery store or go grab some stamps. You young people, that's what you affix to a letter or a bill.
What's a letter?
Okay. What's a bill?
Okay.
I have to have music on. If it's just deadly quiet in the house, I like to have a little music on in the background.
You couldn't go on a walk like down a nature trail.
Yeah.
Without your phone?
I could.
It was the most peaceful 45 minutes of my day.
But my phone is my music, and I kind of like to have the music on. But,
well, you can leave your phone behind, and Scott will lend you his cassette Walkman.
That way I could do that. Do you remember the gloriousness of the first cassette Walkman with the little metal headband?
It was metal, very skinny metal.
Very skinny metal.
and the two circular padded earphones.
I wanted those so bad. I'm telling you.
You didn't have one?
I remember on the playground in elementary school, one of our friends got one, and she let me listen to it for like 4 seconds, and it was Madonna's Gonna Dress You Up in My Love. All over your body. That song, I still remember on the playground, the yearning that I had to have a Sony Walkman.
I had a Discman, which was utterly useless.
Even worse.
Because if you picked it up off the counter, it would scratch and skip.
Yep. You had to hold it just like you were carrying a plate, like you were a waiter carrying a plate.
You want me to jog with this thing?
Walkman didn't have that problem.
No, Walkman did not.
Yeah, those cassettes were awesome. And that was the first time that we had this individual way of listening to music. I mean, you had to carry around a boombox or one of those like industrial tape recorders.
But tell me if this sound rings a bell, guys, and Sam, it won't for you. You knew you were out $6.95 when you heard "Dress You Up in My Love."
Yep. Oh, there it goes.
You knew that your Walkman had just eaten the cassette. And then you get your pencil out.
That's right.
And you try to fix it, and it's all crinkled up.
Had to do repair.
And you're like, dang, I'm out $6.
Mm-hmm.
Kids need to be bored.
Yes, they do.
I agree with you. I agree.
I mean, that fosters creativity and troubleshooting and figuring out how to accomplish things.
Yep.
That's a great point. Do you think some of the greatest artists of all time, you think the statue of David would have been carved if he had an iPhone to play with? He had Instagram Reels.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.